Welcome to Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. Pastor Dom went from a life of organized crime to federal prison. There, God saved him and set him free. Soon after his release, he attended seminary and received his master's degree and is now the senior pastor of Desert Sky Baptist Church, where he serves with a passion for biblical theology right here in Casa Grande. Now let's join our host, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi.
Pastor Dominic Grimaldi here with Street Talk Theology, where we take our theology and bring it to the streets. Good to have you. Always good to speak to you guys. I really enjoy, I think I mentioned this before, I really enjoy coming on the radio alone sometimes. I love having my guests, and I've mentioned that, and we've been having our guests from abroad. I mean, Pastor Michael Kenny and Ashok from India, and we've been having a lot of good theological discussions with them. Give me a shout out, Pastor Grimaldi at Gmail. Any questions, concerns, I'll be happy to answer them. Just wanted to come on this morning and see how the street talkers are doing, see what's going on. A lot of stuff going on in the world. Always a lot of stuff going on in the Southern Baptist Convention. We got to continue to keep them, the convention in prayer. But, you know, I like to come on really myself and talk about the things of God and talk about how, you know, God is and I think, and I don't want to break off that. I think that, you know, the more we incorporate God in our lives, the more we start seeing the world, hopefully and prayerfully, the way God does. I mean, and I think that we can be distracted a lot. You know, because there's always a lot of stuff going on. I mean, whether it's in this denomination, that denomination, this church, by God's grace, the church is doing well here. But there's always a lot of distractions in the world. I spoke to somebody this morning, and we were talking about that, you know, a lot of the extra curricular stuff that's happening in the world today with critical race theory and those things. And those things are important, but they're not of first importance. The first importance for a pastor is the church that God has given him to shepherd. And I think about, and I think I might have mentioned this, there's a dude in the Bible named Shama, and he's a, David was going over some of the men that he was recounting. And Shema's an interesting cat because he's known in the Bible for guarding a lentil patch. And the Bible says that, you know, he, in fact, he guarded it to the point where the sword that he had was actually stuck to his skin because he was there guarding the lentil patch. And I believe in pastoral ministry or wherever God has placed you, we have to guard our lentil patch. And I think sometimes a lot of other stuff can be distractions. And I think they're important, but they're not first importance. You know, we want to make sure that we want to know what's going on in the culture in the world. And if you hear any of my sermons, I include those things. I think they're important. I think the word of God is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword and is able to cut asunder and look at the culture and be able to discern the culture from the word of God. And I told you, I think I mentioned I'm reading this book right now called The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self by Carl Truman. And I've incorporated some of his quotes in some of my sermons. And I want to say it's a healthy read because it gives you a healthy view on really what's happening in the world. And we need to be aware of those things. And I just don't want them to be time stealers. You know, I let the congregation know that I serve here in Casa Grande, here at Desert Sky, that, you know, I do some of this extracurricular reading to know what's going on in the world, in our own convention and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, when I stand before a living God by God's grace through his spirit, I don't know if I'm going to be asked, do I really have all the nuances of critical race theory? And I think those things are important. Please hear me. And they are important, especially when they start infiltrating the church. But I think for me, my, let me say this rightly, my vocation is how I shepherded the church here in Casa Grande in Desert Sky Baptist Church. So I like to keep that as my main focus. Sometimes I get thrown off my square. I got a lot of stuff coming up. Obviously, I do the radio here. I do the podcast with you guys. And I'm thankful for Grace FM, obviously, down there at the Calvary Chapel for allowing us the time. So we're grateful for that. Keep me in prayer. Don't, you know, as the year turns in January, got to rethink some things because I am going to be teaching in Lagos Christian Academy, eighth graders. So pray for me on that. So, and obviously we do the radio here, and I do just got my new badge to go in back into the prisons. And next Thursday, we'll be doing that. I think next Thursday is my first week in Lagos to be teaching the kids. And then that afternoon, I would get picked up by one of the prison fellowship guys, and we'll go down into the prisons. And I think I got a couple of teachings that I got to do down in the prison. So praise the Lord for that. But still want to, my main calling is to this church. And that's why for us, for me, we have to cut the scriptures straight. We have to deal with scripture rightly. We have to deal with scripture in its original context and also in its original languages and be able to bring it to the people today in different quadrants. You know, I've mentioned that a lot. You know, when you're pastoring a church, you're not always speaking to all scholars, and, you know, there's different quadrants in the church, and, you know, so you got to be able to reach those different quadrants. But just another and I want to give a book recommendation, though I did not read this book, and that's but it comes highly recommended, and I just picked it up. It's by Rusis John Rushdoony. I hope I'm saying that right. And the name of the book is Politics of Guilt and Pity. Mr. Rushdoony is let me see. I just want to look at the thing. He passed in 2001. And he was the founder and longtime president of Chalcedon Foundation, an educational organization dedicated to articulating in the clearest possible terms a distinctly Christian and explicitly biblical approach to every area of life and thought. And I think that's important. That's why I picked up this book. And I will be reading it after I'm done with Truman's Treatise. But and that's what I think is important is we look at God's word first and foremost, and then try to see how we can navigate the world rightly and the culture. And I think that that's important. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, 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 sir. I just looked at my cold brew here. Got to take a little sip of cold brew. Remember the Calvary Chapel dudes, they named one of the segments cold brew, but you know, I did come on for a reason today. I had something on my mind, and I just wanted to share it with you brothers and sisters. And, you know, this morning in my quiet time, I was, I always think about prayer, and I think about, it's almost sometimes, you know, wrestling with God, you know, I mean, because, you know, you go into your prayer closet or wherever you pray, and there's so many things on your mind. There's so many things you have on your mind. Nobody goes in there with like an, you know, just, there's just so many things going on in our own lives, our mind, our family, our church, whatever. So we go in there with just a plethora of things. And of course, you don't go in there with an empty mind. You go in there with a mind that wants to engage with the living God. And, you know, but this morning I just was thinking as I was praying, and you know how God sometimes by his grace will, you know, bring you a scripture, or you'll think about a scripture. And And as I was praying, kind of struggling, wrestling around in prayer a little bit, and however that works out, I'm sure you've been there, done that. But the thing that came to my mind was, in the beginning, God. And I know the scripture says, in the beginning, God who made the heavens and the earth. And that's a merismus. We know if he made the heavens and earth, he made everything in between. But the thing that I kind of focused on was, in the beginning, God. And just think about that. I mean, I don't know, me first, if we think about that enough. In the beginning, God. I mean, and if you look at the world today, they don't realize in the beginning, God. And for me, you know, we can have good, solid theological minds for sure. But if our theology does not turn into doxology, praise, then it's all head knowledge. So, and only by God's grace that when I thought about in the beginning God, that in itself is a theological mindset or a theological premise. But man, if that don't bring you to worship, and I just, whatever treasure chest of prayer requests that I might have had coming into prayer this morning, it just halted. In the beginning, God. And it just, you know, kind of floored my thinking. You know, what do you do after that but worship? And I think that I wanted to come, and you know, the downfall, maybe that's the downfall of me doing the radio, which I love to do, you know I do, is that I do these a lot in advance. And, you know, this could have been a word fitly spoken for today, but hopefully God will use it when this does air. Again, you can see where I'm kind of just, in the beginning, God. I mean, because of that, there is so much to ponder. Because really, it's all about us. It's all about the things we do and how we navigate. And man, if we can just stop, or I can just stop and say, in the beginning, God. I just, that's a huge, huge theological saying, obviously, but it's got to bring us to doxology, to praise and to worship. And not only that, in the beginning, God, and you know, like even for myself, I have a lot of things on my plate, and you know, I got to rethink a lot of these things. Lord willing, if he tarries, if he allows me breath and space on his earth, on this is his, not ours. I got to rethink some things next year. You know, I enjoy the radio, obviously, and teaching in the school, and then going to the prisons. And my first love, obviously, is Desert Sky Baptist. My first love is Christ, but, you know, God has brought me to this church. So that's my first inkling, first importance, so to speak. But what's comforting is, as you kind of think about all the stuff that's going on in our lives, all of it, in the beginning, God. And for me, I just praise God for that. Praise God for that. In the beginning, God. I mean, and like I said, this must produce worship. You know, and then the other thing. Now, I got another thing, too. So it made me read Genesis this morning, right? Because I said, well, you know, I just kind of was brought to my spirit by God's grace. Let me read. And so I was reading again. And then I get to Genesis 1:16, because then I start reading. And it's speaking about God speaking things into existence and getting everything, you know, by divine fiat, and things are happening. And then at the end of verse, I think it was 16, the Bible says, and he made the stars also. I mean, are you kidding? I mean, and I've mentioned this to the congregation. He made the stars also as like an afterthought? You got to be kidding. I mean, did you actually on a clear night see the stars and how many and planets and those? That's like an afterthought. In the beginning, God, that's huge. And then he made the stars also? Listen. We serve a big God, a huge God. And I looked at those things and I said to myself, man, I you know, so here I am. I'm thinking, man, I'm going to come down to the church. I got a lot of work to do. Got to get some stuff for the kids done. I got to start working on lessons. I got Bible study tonight. Tonight's Wednesday. This date, I think is, what is this? The 28th of, what are we in? July. I don't know. You'll probably hear this sometime in September, maybe October. But so here I am and I got stuff to do, believe me. But I said, man, I got to go talk to the street talkers and tell them in the beginning, God, that's huge. And then he made the stars also. And I just want to share that with you. And I got one other thing to share, because like I says, I was reading Genesis. And then, you know, we go through the Cain and Abel story. Well, we go through first the sin of Adam and Eve and the hiding. And obviously we see that. And, you know, so like I says, I was in Genesis, reading Genesis and this morning, you know, and then, you know, it's a, you know, he drives them out of the garden and, you know, then you got, obviously, like I said, Cain and Abel. And then there's an interesting, and you can see I'm really on this, right? I mean, in the beginning, God, that's enough. That floors me. And then he made the stars also, and that floors me. But then to recap or to put a capstone on what I'm trying to say is then down in what I think it was 4 and 26, let me read from 4:25 and 26, and I'll get to my point. Adam had relations with his wife again, and she gave birth to a son and named him Seth. For she said, God has appointed me another offspring in place of Abel, for Cain killed him. To Seth, to him also a son was born, and he called his name Enosh. Then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Worship. I mean, so here I am with these three pillars. In the beginning, God. He made the stars also. And then Enosh. And then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. I mean, that's huge for me. And I want it to be huge for you. Whatever you may be struggling with, whatever you got too much on your plate, you know, we always got too much on our plate, whether it's food, whether it's work, who knows, we're always, our plates are always full. But man, in the beginning, God, who made the heavens and earth and everything in between, oh, and by the way, the stars, and then by his grace, he's called a people, a peculiar people, to call upon the name of the Lord. Come on, guys. Man, please, street talkers, we got to get this. We need this. I need this. If you don't want it, I'll take it. We need this. I want to encourage you, whatever you're going through, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God. The problem is, usually, every day, it's in the beginning, Dominic. In the beginning, Rachel. In the beginning, whatever. And my wife will agree with me, believe me. I love my wife. But we're all about us. But if I can encourage you, with the mindset of in the beginning, God, I just pray that for me, we need more of this. We need more of God than we do of Dominic. We need more of God than we do of just fill in the blank. Especially a God who just, oh, by the way, made the stars also. And then by his grace, his holy, loving, living grace, allows men to call upon his name. We don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. Remember, before to that point, what happened? We got Adam and Eve. We got Cain and Abel. Man, if I was God, the world would have been over then. But no, we have a God of all grace. In the beginning, God made the stars as an afterthought. And then allowed by grace for Enosh to call upon the name of the Lord. And you and me can call upon the name of the Lord. He's a good God. A God that we do not deserve. I come on this morning to reintroduce you to In the Beginning, God. And I pray by God's sovereign grace that he instills that this morning. Or, you know, you're going to be listening to this months from when I'm going to do it, unless I can post it somewhere. I don't know if I can. I'm not that tech savvy. But I am thankful, so thankful for In the Beginning, God. And really, that's all. I mean, I'm not saying that's all, but that's what I wanted to come on and share with you this morning. Before, I mean, because again, got a lot of stuff going on for me. Got to get my lessons ready for Lagos. Got Bible study tonight. But this today for me was of first importance. In the beginning, God. I want to leave you with that. I want you to try to wrap your mind around that. With all the stuff you got going on, just lasso l'uovo in Italian means just take it easy. Just and think about In the Beginning, God, who made the heavens and the earth, and he made the stars also. And then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. May God bless and keep. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us for Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. You can visit Pastor Dom at Desert Sky Baptist Church at 891 West Corson Road, Casa Grande. And for more information, visit us online at www.desertskybaptist.org.